a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Monday night, the 17th of December, 2007. Glad you're with us tonight for the broadcast. It is open lines tonight. The number, if you would like to join us, is 800-313-9443. The chat rooms are open. Both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Chat rooms are up and going. Always lively conversations that take place in both rooms. So feel more than free to either drop by republicbroadcasting.org or at midnightridershow.com and click the chat link, and in you go. And come in and pick a name and join us. And like I said, always a great conversation. But man, what a weekend, huh? Incredible. It was fun to watch, fun to be a part of, and I'm glad I got to be. I got my donation in at about 12:05 Eastern time. And cuz I was there. I wanted to be one of the first. Just boom, right at the beginning. But in that like first hour, over $400,000 got raised, and but a great effort. Over $6 million raised, a new record set, defeated Kerry's old record of $5.7 million, and it still continues on. And I mean, there's another money bomb coming up on I think December 31st. As well for the end of the year. So the 31st or the 30th, I'll double check, but I think it's the 31st for New Year's Eve. And so that's going to continue. Interestingly enough, Mike Huckabee is trying to do a money bomb on December the 27th. Their goal for the quarter is only $5 million, and they've still yet to reach it. And Ron Paul's at 150% plus of his goal for the quarter, which is absolutely huge, sitting right now at $18,311,805.28. And we've got about 17 days to Iowa and 22 days to New Hampshire. So we're getting close. And I know they're campaigning hot and heavy in both states. I know he's been to South Carolina, down to Florida. And this Tea Party 07 was a great event. It was wildly successful all over the country. And we'll talk about some things, Ron Paul, if you'd like to join us, and you feel more than free to do that. Come back and do Mouseketeer Roll Call and more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us here. All right. I think at midnight tonight Central Time, if everything is still the same, the internet streams are going to go down. They're going to do maintenance on the internet streams. If you're still listening, if you're listening to us on KU Satellite, you're in good shape because I think we're still going to be continuing. Mike, if that's different, Michael, let me know if that's any different. But I think you'll be able to still hear the program on KU Satellite. And if you're listening on a micro or regular AM/FM station, depending on the delivery method that the show's content arrives to you, the network content arrives to you, if it's delivered by KU, then you'll still be up with us. If it's not on the internet, then you won't. But here's a solution if you're listening on the internet. At midnight, when the streams go down, my streams on TruthNet Radio will still be up. And you'll be able to continue to hear the broadcast on the internet. And so you won't miss a beat. And that's okay. According to Michael, everything, so that sounds correct. So at midnight, when the streams go down, I believe they're supposed to go down at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. You can switch to TruthNet Radio, which is at TNRLive.com. And matter of fact, if you're on a broadband connection, you really don't even have to do anything. There's a player right there on the screen that will automatically start up for you. Away you go. Or you can launch your own player and get whatever you want. But that's one way where, you know, you don't have to miss any of the broadcast, and you can still participate because the show will still be originating out of the RBN studios. But we always simulcast through TruthNet Radio. And so our streams will still be up and running. So at midnight, if you want to join us, when the streams go down. And the thing with scheduled maintenance is they may go down at midnight, they may go down at 10 after. You know, people get in and start doing their thing. And when they do go down, go ahead and make the switch to TruthNet Radio and at TNRLive.com. All right, it is Mouseketeer roll call time here on the broadcast tonight. Glad everybody is with us tonight. In the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, we have a CPR. Chris, Mona Montgomery, Techie, and Wolf are there. Hello, everybody, and glad you're chatting in there tonight. And good to hear everybody and see everybody. And this is a good – well, I don't guess I get to hear you. I get to see you because it's not voice chat. But hello, everybody. There in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Chowda Time, David, Doug, Fateswebb, Josh, Chris, Lee, Lucas, Mike S., Mike CTW, Rob Works, Rock Turner, and the 00 Viper all hanging out in the room tonight. So glad everybody is there and glad everybody is around for the program tonight. But wow, yesterday, the 16th of December, incredible day. I was blown away, especially in that first hour. Me and some others sat up until late in the evening watching what was going on. And then when the donations were fast and furious, and it was an hour and 15 minutes, and the $12 million mark was hit. And from then on, it was just gravy. And for Ron Paul to get 50% more than what they've asked for is huge. And there's still a good opportunity to raise $20 million. And from what I have been seeing and what I have been reading today, should the Ron Paul campaign reach the $20 million mark, he will likely have outraised Hillary and Obama both. So pretty much all candidates, the Ron Paul campaign will have outraised money-wise. But still the question is, does this translate into votes? You still see Ron Paul in these polls running 5 to 6%. The Rasmussen poll is up to 6% in the polling from 5%, which I think is positive. But my gut feeling is that these polls are wrong. And a lot of that has to go to do with the fact that most of these polls go only to landline phones. And a number of Ron Paul supporters just have migrated away from landline phones. There's a whole cast of people out there that only use cell phones now or use a VoIP phone, which is voice over IP, an internet phone. A lot of my stuff is over the internet or on a cell phone. We have a landline phone here, but it is primarily used just for the internet connection, and occasionally a fax machine runs on it. That's it. We don't do calls on the landlines anymore. And I like the VoIP. The quality of the VoIP is getting to be really, really good. Matter of fact, my little network I run, we do all our calls voice over IP. And by and large, 90 to 95% of the calls are great. You get the odd call, but a lot of times that's because somebody's calling on a cell and it sounds like junk. So those polls I think are wrong. I just think that they're off. And I think there's more people out there that support Ron Paul. And I think when people go to the ballot box, there's going to be some big, huge surprises. And I think, too, there's a lot of older folks out there that understand what Ron Paul's talking about. Restoring this country to what it used to be, they know things are wrong. Everybody knows things are wrong. People are just having a hard time putting their finger on it. But more and more people are, as this economy continues to go south. You have more and more people being laid off across the country. And everybody's money is not buying as much as it previously did. And more and more people are going, whoa, hang on here, Nelly. Hold the horse up here. There is something definitely wrong here. And people are figuring it out. I mean, look, we've got a $9 trillion deficit, $9 trillion plus. And they're continuing to spend. There is no slowdown. Why? Because it can continue to print more money, which, of course, is loaned to us by the Federal Reserve, and in which we pay interest back to them for the privilege. So, in essence, we're paying for our own demise, and that's like having to tip the hangman. You know, I mean, it's absolutely insanity. Well, yeah, and I just got a message. What they do also is poll people who voted GOP in 2004 as well. At that point in time, Ron Paul wasn't even a candidate, and that wasn't even 2004 wasn't even much of a race. I mean, you had McCain and you had Bush, but I mean, McCain kind of just incinerated. And Howard Dean, there was some early excitement with Howard Dean and the Dean scream. kind of blew him out of the water. But I think Ron Paul's appeal is bringing people from a vast array of groups and parties and backgrounds into his campaign. I mean, where else would you have a bunch of Democrats and Republicans hanging out together and talking about one thing and being in one accord, and that's Ron Paul? Because people understand the message of freedom and liberty and the government out of your life. It's plain and simple. It's easy. It doesn't take any rocket scientists. It doesn't take an expert to spin it for you. I can even understand it. So if I can understand it, we know that is pretty darn simple. So we just need to focus on getting this man elected. I think that's the key thing. Focus on getting him elected. And Wolf in the chat room said that Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul are both at 2% in the latest Iowa poll. You know, I don't see how that is possible. I mean, I've heard anecdotal information from mock elections being held in Iowa where Ron Paul wins on the Republican side. But again, who are they reaching for these polls? Are they just calling up and say, who's your candidate for president? No, who's your favorite Republican candidate for president? And that type of thing. And Ron Paul still lacks some name recognition. I will concur with that. Jesse Benton said that with the data that he's seen, I guess he was on Rob Bishop's show last night here on RBN. The data he has seen, he's the media director with the campaign. The information he had seen that said that about 20% of Americans, or Republicans even, have seen enough information about Ron Paul to form a decision about him. So there's still three out of four that don't know, or three out of five, four out of five, that still don't know about Ron Paul. And we're going to change that. I mean, he's got money to buy ads in a number of these states and to form opinion. And if he'll get good, honest coverage from the mainstream media, and he's not going to, and that's why it's our job to continue to ramp the effort up. Because we know that's not going to happen, and it's up to us just to keep pumping it and keep running it in. But I think this Ron Paul revolution is bigger than what a lot of people think. I mean, if you go and look at the Ron Paul forums, there's over 10,000 people signed up as members of his forum. Go to Mike Huckabee's forum, the front runner. There's 1,000. He had to have a donation drive, a money bomb just for gas for their bus. They're out of money. And because they only had like $650,000 at the end of last quarter, and they're out of bucks. And so I guess they're a little over $4 million now for the quarter. But when you get hot and heavy in the primary season, where you're having to race state to state, you're in deep trouble. Back in a minute with more. We got some audio clips for you from the media today. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, everybody. Welcome back to the program here on this Monday night, the 17th of December. Let's go to the telephone. Dave in Arizona, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you a question, and I hope you'll be honest with me.
Sure.
I've listened to Alex Jones's network. I've listened to yours. I've listened to RBN. I've listened to Truth Radio. And just about every minute of every day, people are talking about Ron Paul, except they're not explaining any of his positions. It's great to talk about money. Money is great if you do something with it. What I'd like to ask you about is, does Ron Paul have any intentions of going ahead and helping Senator Dodd stop the FISA, the unwarranted searches and seizure. Mr. Dodd left the campaign to go back and stop that bill. Another man who's doing something is Dennis Kucinich. He wants to impeach Cheney. Robert Wexler wants to impeach Cheney. They have went back and kept the government open so that Bush couldn't appoint any of these appointments that he makes in recess. You know, I've studied and researched Mr. Paul, and I'm sorry to tell you that I find him to be a liar. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can back up what I'm saying with evidence.
Well, okay? I'm giving you your opportunity, Dave. Go ahead.
This is evidence. If you want to, you can type in, any of your listeners can type in 1988 Ron Paul interview. And you will hear him tell a man in an interview that Cuba has missile bases 90 miles off of our coast. Cuba, since President Kennedy, which he deplores, since President Kennedy, the way he puts it, now this is his words, not mine. There's been a hands-off policy with Cuba. We have been supporting them. That's news to me.
Hold on. Let's take it one at a time. Historically, okay. if you look at what this country's done from the standpoint of the CIA, it wouldn't surprise me one iota if we had not been supporting Cuba and their adventures in Angola and other things in South America. I mean, we have funded both sides for decades. Say that again.
Cuba, and you will see how their economy's been depressed by us. All this time, we've been fighting that small country. We've been doing everything we could to wreck them.
I wholeheartedly agree from that standpoint. I mean, Cuba's no threat, never has been.
Okay, let me give you another point of what Mr. Ron Paul said during this interview. He said the United States Congress just gave a huge amount of money to a Mexican oil company that is state-run, while our banks are closing or having problems, and our poor oil companies are destitute. Now, my God, man.
Now, what year was that?
Break on that. This is his words, not mine.
Okay. Dave. I want to have a conversation, so you're going to have to be able to answer questions as well.
Okay.
As make charges. Okay, what year was this when he made this charge?
Huh?
What year are we talking about here?
This interview was done in 1988.
Okay, well, I live here in the oil patch.
Yeah.
And from 1982... Hold on. I get to talk to you. I'm the host of the show.
Okay.
And we'll take as much time as we need to, okay? So just
all right.
Relax.
All right.
I live in Oklahoma in the oil patch. A lot of people down in Texas, too. 82 to, you know, to early 90s, it was tough around here. I mean, we had banks flying apart like you wouldn't believe. I'll tell you what, I lost an apartment that I was living in. I got booted out because the bank I was banking at here in Oklahoma.
That's right.
I went belly up the day I made a deposit, and it didn't get credited.
It was probably part of Silverado, which is another Bush, but that's another...
It was all part of that, but what started the bank closings was a bank here in Oklahoma called Penn Square Bank. And what they had done is they'd got into a bunch of funky loans, just like the SNLs had.
That's right.
And it all fell apart. Well, what ended up happening is these banks were also funding the oil industry. Things began to dry up here, and it all went to pot. I mean, there's wells all over this state that are capped that they could never open again because they had to shut them down.
Independence. But not the big oil companies. And the big oil company, now you can say what you want to. Your listeners can go and plug it in the web, and you'll not find any major catastrophe with big oil companies, and especially not as a result of us giving money to a Mexican oil company. Now, whatever you're saying, I understand there were problems. There was Silverado. There was a lot of – there always has been a lot of mischief, okay? But what Mr. Paul said – is because Congress gave millions of dollars. Now, this is his word.
Hold right there. We've got time working against us. We got the clock here. Take a break. We'll come back. So stay right there, Dave. We'll come back on the other side. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can feel the echo of your voice in my head, singing
here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've got to remind myself not to eat these hemp seeds during the breaks. It's like eating popcorn, and you're chasing the seeds around everywhere. All right, we're talking with Dave in Arizona, and we're talking about Ron Paul. And Dave, you said the last one was from 1991, where he was talking about the big oil companies, right?
Yeah. Well, it was actually 1988 he made the statement that our big oil companies were destituted.
Did he name oil companies by name?
No, he said the big oil companies. He says because we had given the, and he was in the Congress at that time now.
Right.
He said because the Congress gave, oh, some kind of large millions of dollars to a Mexican oil company. He said he couldn't understand that because we were, why they would give the money. He was in the Congress now. He couldn't understand why they would give money to this Mexican oil company when we had bank failures and our big oil companies were almost destitute. You know,
Hold on. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that statement? The question he's asking is, why would you give, if you give money away, why are you giving it away to a foreign country when you could be giving it to our people here?
I have no problem with not giving money to anybody, but I have a problem with somebody who continuously berates the organization they belong to as if they're not a part of it. This guy, I've heard him say on other occasions, I can't give you the dates of these, but I've heard him say on other occasions that too many of these Americans want to get something for free and be on the dole. Well, Mr. working for the Congress is being on the dole. He did it for 40-some years. And he stands there talking about
No. He's not been in Congress 40-some years.
When he's a part of it. I mean, you can't. That's a lot of gall.
Well, hold on, Dave, my turn. He's never accepted a pay raise. He hasn't accepted the retirement program. I mean, he's accepted none of that.
He's independently wealthy to begin with, for God's sake.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Is that something to be proud of? I'm proud of a guy like Dodd, who right now was on the campaign trail and left the campaign trail to go back to Washington, D.C. so he could filibuster against this FISA Act.
Well, I think it's a great thing that somebody's finally standing up and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Me though, and you know, anybody can.
And please don't start on Kucinich, because Kucinich wants to impeach Cheney, and he wants to impeach Bush, on one hand, but the next hand he wants to come and grab the guns.
That's
you
right.
You need to read into the man.
And I'm a gun owner, and that's my responsibility to stop him, and I will stop him. They'll get mine when the guy said out of my cold dead hands. Let me explain a little bit who you're talking to. I'm 64 years old. I'm disabled because I had an accident. I worked 20 years for NASA as a safety engineer. I worked 20 years before that as a nuclear engineer until I blew the whistle and testified before Congress. So I've been around the horn for a little while. I didn't just jump out from under a turnip tree.
Not saying that you have, sir.
You can be anybody you want to be. I'm not saying vote for Ron Paul all you want. All I'm saying is as much effort as these people on RBN and GCN and all these other places, if they would support these, we need something done now, brother. Now.
Hold on, Dave. Let me ask you, what is your suggestion then to fix the problems now?
They don't need to be financially supporting Dodd, but by God, at least make a phone call or do something. You want to act like you're a constitutionalist, help the man that's taking his time away from there and make a phone call, for God's sakes. Stop rocking about money that Ron Paul got. I mean, that's ridiculous. I hear people say, well, he got 12 million, he got 6 million, he got 10 million. Well, he's going to get 20 million. Well, I'm telling you what, while he's getting that $20 million, mister, we are losing this war.
Hold on, Dave.
You may not.
Hold on. You're an experienced individual. Ron Paul, if the vote comes up, he will vote it. No, he has every time. Problem is, this bill's in the Senate, not in the House. Chris Dodd is a senator, and it's his job to go back and do his job. I mean, this is what we pay these people to do. To sit and say that he's done something great, he's not done anything great. He's done his job.
You know what committee Ron Paul is on?
I think he's on the Banking and Financial Committee. He's asked for an audit of the Federal Reserve every year.
That's right. You know, how many times you got to do that to learn that that's not going to be effective? I mean,
does that stop you from asking?
There's a guy who does something 3,000 times the same way and expects different results. Understand what I'm saying?
That's the definition of insanity.
And you have every bit of right. Every one of your listeners has every bit of right. The only thing I ask them to do is check out the facts, mister.
I agree wholeheartedly. People need to look into Ron Paul. But you've cited me two
all
things
hear,
that are,
listen,
you know, two items that, quite honestly, Dave, in my opinion, are innocuous.
They're not looking at the facts because They wouldn't be flopping all that money around. They would be out doing something to get these people to stop what they're doing. We don't have time for these next elections. I don't know whether you realize it or not. We are in
Okay, if we don't, if we don't have time, Dave, if we don't have time, then what do we do?
We got to do something now.
Tell me what we do. I mean, that's what I get. I get people call me up, say, we got to do something. Tell me what we got to do.
If we can't get Dodd and them guys to do what's right, we can't get Pelosi, that asshole, to do what's right.
She's already said she's not going to do it.
You have to put pressure on them now. If you're not going to walk in the streets or call on the phones, mister, pick up your rifle. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to pick up mine.
All right, Dave. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate your time, but just at least have people figure out, because if you look at von Mises economics, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You don't have a constitution or a country under von Mises economics. Every man is an island, and every person who's getting Social Security, every one of your parents that's getting Social Security, that will be gone, because you can't keep it up and do what he wants to do. When you try to privatize the system, that will wreck Social Security.
Are you saying that Ron Paul's trying to privatize Social Security?
Yes, sir. You better.
He's never said that.
Yes, you better look at his campaign.
What he has said is he said he realizes that there are people who count on that, and that there's got to be something to take care of them. But at the same time, he understands that the way the system is structured, that younger people will never see any money. So there has to be a way for them to provide for their retirement. I mean, look, I'm 42 years old. Hold on, Dave.
Okay.
I'm 42 years old. I paid into the system. I'm not going to see dime one in it. To me, it's like pouring water down a hole.
Yes, you are. That's a lie.
Okay.
But
what Ron Paul has said is you've got to let me talk too, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I mean, you're going all over the place, and you've asked me to give you information, and I'm trying to give you the information. Ron Paul has never said that, hey, Social Security's gone. He's not said that. He says, look, for younger people, they have to be able to find a way where they can prepare for their retirement. But he says he understands that there are people already counting on Social Security, and something must be done to take care of them to keep that system solvent. That's what he said.
He said it on
national television. I've seen it.
Go on his webpage.
I've watched the man talk.
Well, what's on his webpage. His people put his webpage up there. And I'm telling you what it says, and I'm telling you what he's been trying to do for the last 40 years. The Republicans have won.
Dave, he's not been in Congress the last 40 years.
The hell he's not. He's been in there since 70s.
He's a 10-term congressman, 2 years apiece in Congress.
No,
he left and came back. That's 20 years total.
He had already been in four terms in 1988. He was a four-term congressman.
Okay, now he's been in an additional 6 terms. That's 10.
Yeah, and he's been in since 1970s.
All right, thanks, Dave, for the call. I appreciate it. All right, look, I mean, the thing is, he has said it unequivocally that you can't just get rid of Social Security. I understand that. And the thing is, Ron Paul makes a great point. Why are we giving money to people like in Mexico when we have problems in our own country? That's consistent with what he's saying now. Why are we all over the place when we should be taking care of those right here? And Chris Dodd, I mean, my gosh, the guy finally goes back and does his job. Great. I'm happy. And that hasn't been a big deal because he's pulled the FISA thing off of the table, but it's not gone. It's coming back in January. That's breaking news this evening, by the way. Yeah, we have to do something. But is it pick up a rifle? I mean, I don't think so. I think this is our last chance at the ballot box. I don't think that we can just go off and start picking up a rifle and say, okay, I'm ready to do something. Well, what the heck are you going to do with your rifle? I mean, we're outgunned. They've got weapons online right now. I did 2 nights of it, of shows, regarding weaponry and things that they have. All right, Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Yeah, previous caller is well intended, but He's talking like Ron Paul's running the damn Congress. He's just one guy, one voice, and nobody's listening to the poor man. And right. he can't get any of his legislation through because he's only one person and nobody else will get on board the train with him.
Right.
That's the whole problem there. I mean, the guy's well-intended, but he apparently does not understand how Congress works. I mean, you've got to have a majority, I don't know, two-thirds, three-fourths on some things. It depends mm-hmm. on what the issue is. But if you don't have all these co-sponsors and a backing on a particular bill that he introduces, it ain't going to go anywhere. And he can't blame right. Ron Paul for that.
No. No, you can't. And I mean, and the very statements that, you know, that he made, you know, I mean, it's, I can show, you know, the thing about Cuba, I can show historical proof that we played both sides against the middle in country after country after country. The thing with asking questions about why we're giving money to Mexican companies when we got problems here in our country. Yeah, that's a valid question.
Well, there was 400 people probably voted for it and he's the only one who voted against it. Probably.
Exactly. What kind of gimme? What did AIPAC tell him to do?
Yeah, he picks up his rifle. All he's going to do is have a SWAT team on his backside, and he's going to get killed. We got to keep this to an informational war, though. We get critical mass.
Exactly.
And I see that happening with how much money Ron Paul raised in 24 hours. Critical mm-hmm. mass is coming, and they're scared to death yeah. of it.
Well, and I think, Gary, the money is an outgrowth of the message, and the
exactly.
message is freedom and liberty and living a government living under the Constitution. That's what it's about.
As I said before, you can kill the man, but you can't kill the truth, and you can't kill the message, and there's a great awakening coming in this country, and they are scared to death of it. They
oh,
can't
sure.
choose
I mean,
us
I've,
all.
I've read some of these other forums, and these people are just, I mean, just deadly afraid of Ron Paul, these people that
they
support people like Huckabee and others. There, I mean,
feet of brand new rope out here that hasn't been used yet, and I'm planning on using it before I die.
Well, keep her dry.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call. Gary, thanks for the call. But no, I'm happy Chris Dodd went back and stopped it because I mean, there's I was looking at some things today, and they are just trying to ram so many things through Congress right now. There's no way to keep up. I mean, there's just literally no way to keep up with what they're doing. I was bill after bill. I mean, you've got Bush telling Congress and the courts to stay away from the CIA tape destruction fiasco where the CIA had tortured a terrorist and they'd videotaped it and they got rid of the videotape because they were afraid somebody was going to get in trouble. Well, you darn right. Somebody was going to get in trouble. And now it's gone, and Bush is saying, hey, you need to leave this alone. Got to leave it alone now. Can't touch it. And he's bullying Congress, trying to tell Congress no, and he's telling the courts no. Because it might interfere with an investigation. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's time to get to the truth on some of this stuff. Now, Wexler. Dave mentioned Congressman Wexler at the beginning of his call. He has a website called WexlerWantsHearings.com, and he's collecting signatures. I think they did 50,000 a day, and I don't know what they're up to. I've not had an opportunity to go and check it. But it's WexlerWantsHearings.com regarding impeachment of Cheney. And, I mean, these guys are out and out criminals, and we all know it. But this Pelosi... grandma, as I call her, the madam, isn't about to go do this. She'll stop every effort to impeach them, and which is patently wrong. I mean, you know, the whole thing with Clinton was a fiasco, and yeah, he lied, but these guys have lied, and many people have died. I mean, we're talking over a million people are dead because of lies about Iraq, lies about 9/11. A war on terror that doesn't exist, that's just a figment of somebody's imagination. And it's all been part of a plan to take total control over this country, to destroy this country, to bring about a North American Union, to trash the currency, And the reason we talk about this money is because it shows that what's happening works. People are raising money. People are doing things they've never done before. I've never participated in a political campaign in my life. Would have never given any money to anybody. But I've given money to Ron Paul repeatedly. And I intend to do so again. I mean, still, show me somebody who's better. Show me any of these candidates that are arrayed up there that's better. I mean, you've got Huckabee who lies about his theology degree. He's got a son that's was arrested with a briefcase with a gun in it trying to get on an airplane. The same son was kicked out of a Boy Scout camp because he and another guy found a dog, tied the dog up, and stoned it to death. Now, there's some real serious issues there. All right, we'll come back with more. And, I mean, Hillary Clinton, you can run the whole list of them. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, maintenance is supposed to be coming up here in about 4 minutes, and the streams may or may not drop at exactly that point in time. When they do, because they've got scheduled maintenance on the streams that they need to do, and this is stuff that has to be done from time to time, because you leave these a lot of this stuff is done by delivered by computers, and occasionally you need just to take these things down and clean them up. And do, because these computers are a dust magnet. I'll tell you a big tip. If you got a computer that starts slowing down, its performance just goes down, unplug it, go get you a can of that air, and take the sides off of that bad boy and just blow that thing out. And you will find that Mr. Pooter will go back to performing the way he did before. Because they literally just suck up the dust. I mean, you will not believe, especially if you smoke. And so there's just one tip on how you can extend the life of Mr. Pooter and keep him happy and computing. I mean, I've literally got computers in here that are almost 8 years old that I'm using tonight. And they run every day. And what I do is I go and I squirt the stuff in them, squirt the air in them and clean them out every little bit. And sometimes that means you have to shut what you're doing down and just to kind of clean everything up. I clean all the electronics up in here and everything. But, yes, clean stuff works better. That's definitely right, Producer Michael. That's Al-Qaeda talk. You're probably right. Yeah, that's right. He's with Al-Qaeda. He wants the computers clean. Ooh, that's scary. Ooh, I like mine all dusty, grimy, greasy. But if the streams go down, when and if they do, if you're listening on the internet, go to tnrlive.com. We'll have the second hour for you on the internet. And if you're on KU satellite, you can just stay right there and we'll be there. And if listening on a micro FM or an AM and FM station, a licensed AM FM out there, depending on the delivery method, if you're getting it from the KU satellite, I think there's another bird as well that the programming is delivered on, you'll be fine. But if you're getting the program via the internet, you'll want to switch that program over to TNR Live, then come right back when it's done. All right, let's take a quick call. I know I can't eat these hemp seeds anymore during the break. This is crazy. Heather in Oregon, yes. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if this had been covered yet because I just tuned in, but I was watching Larry King Live tonight, and Chuck Norris was, promoting Huckabee.
Yes.
And it was very interesting the way he described it. He said that 3 months ago, some young guys emailed him from a website called The Revolution, and he spelled it out, and it sounded like some kind of a copycat operation to gaining, recognition for Huckabee. And I was just kind of curious if anybody else noticed how Huckabee was real behind and real quiet, and then he seemed to adopt everything that Ron Paul was saying. And
yeah, I had noticed that, Heather, in the last couple of debates, both he and Giuliani I've started saying some of the stuff that Ron Paul's been saying. Hold right there. We'll talk after the break. A quick 70-second break coming up here. Hang around. Don't go anywhere. The number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.